The president's choice for CIA Director John Brennan goes before senators for his confirmation hearing today, and it's expected to be a pretty interesting experience. Joining us live, Jim Vandehei, the executive editor of Politico. Now, Jim, the senators are going to get access to classified memos that are apparently justifying the administration's use of drones in targeted killings of American citizens who are presumed to be linked to terror organizations. How big is this issue going to be?
It's a huge issue, both for Republicans and Democrats alike on the committee. They're going to release a classified version of this white paper that's been out in the public since NBC News reported on it a couple of days ago. And it spells out essentially the administration's case that they do think they have almost unfettered power to be able to order up these drone assassinations of terrorists, including of U.S. citizens. And this is obviously extremely controversial. Had it happened under the Bush administration, I think it'd be even more controversial for Democrats. But even Democrats who are very friendly to Barack Obama have real questions for John Brennan.
What about some of the things that caused Brennan to withdraw from a nomination a few years ago, like his approval, tacit or otherwise, of the enhanced interrogation method, things like that? Will that come back to haunt him as well?
There's no doubt that will be, I think, a secondary focus of the hearings. You remember it 4 years ago, as you mentioned, he was up to be head of the CIA, and he was brought down because of his support for enhanced interrogation techniques. The truth is it's less of an issue today than it was 4 years ago, and the administration is not here trying to defend enhanced interrogation. They basically have dismissed it and moved on. Most of their focus now is on these very targeted hits by drones, and I think that's what the bulk of this hearing is going to be about. When you talk to Democrats, listen to Democrats, they really want to drill down on that, and they're just going to be coming off of having seen the classified version of that white paper.
Now, you have those who are advocates of this program. They say we are safer, that we have gotten lots of terrorists as a result of using the drones, and we have limited the exposure of Americans to being harmed in the process of doing that. But others say there is the collateral damage. Others who have been killed unintentionally, and the consequence of that is not good for the U.S.
Right, and that's the darndest thing about war. There's always going to be innocent casualties. I think what's different here is we're talking about what would have seemed like science fiction technology a decade ago, where we have this capacity to be up in the sky and then kill people from miles away with real precision. But even when you have real precision, you still kill innocent civilians. They could be American civilians more often than not. Obviously, it's going to be civilians in the countries that we're targeting. Yemen's a big place where this happens, Pakistan. And it's controversial. And I think one of the concerns that will come up in the hearing today is, well, it's great. It works well. It's a lot safer. There's fewer U.S. casualties when we approach the fight on terrorism this way. But what happens when other countries say, well, we want to do the same? The United States has set a precedent that this is a technology that works well for the United States. Why can't we use a similar technology against the U.S.? And I think at some point that will be the next phase when other countries, when terrorist groups catch up technology-wise with the U.S. We just happen to be leaps and bounds beyond them right now.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Jim Vandehei from Politico.